This podcast may contain adult language and themes, or it might not. We're not really sure. We haven't recorded it yet.
Hi, I'm Jason.
Oh, I'm you should know who I am by now. No, I'm Diggs.
Hey, this is Jason. You're listening to the third of our special 3x3 series of podcasts. If you don't know what that means, go back a couple to episode Fiji, and you can learn all about it. We're excited to welcome Frank back from his vacation, coming real soon with a full episode of 5x5. Watch your feed, and in the meantime, enjoy this episode of 3x3. We are back. It is the Candy Factory 3x3.
Is this the last one?
This is the Granny Smith episode of 3x3, which is the Candy Factory's 5x5 30-plus bonus episodes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, if you can't figure it out, it's fine. We're confused, too.
My name is Jason.
I'm Diggs.
And we are going through our archives to celebrate our 30th episode and also to give you some nuggets.
Yes.
Some nuggets.
Of wisdom.
From our audio archives while we get some new exciting changes and updates to the podcast put together.
Indeed.
Which are coming very, very soon, so stand by for that.
Yep.
If you did not catch the first two of these 3x3s, you should check them out.
Yeah.
You'll also find out why I'm calling this the Granny Smith episode. Mm-hmm. But for now, we're going to share three more clips. And this one's interesting.
Mm.
It starts with a clip from episode 27.
Yes.
Phil Niccolo.
Good old Phil.
And the reason this one sounds a little different is, I realized this as I was listening through these clips, this is the first one and the only one of the clips we're sharing that come from the... How do you say it?
Covidisodes. It's in the Covidisodes of the Covida times.
The Covidisodes of the Covida times, which are the remote episodes that we did when the Candy Factory got shut down for the coronavirus pandemic back in March.
Yes.
So we decided at that point, do we want to keep doing the show? And we thought, well, everybody's getting comfortable with Zoom. Let's go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
A little different.
Yeah, just a tiny bit, but it still worked.
I think it's worked pretty well. I personally really enjoy being in the same room.
I agree.
This is one of my favorite episodes, though. This is with Phil Niccolo, who joined us via satellite, well, actually via Zoom, from Philadelphia.
Yes, indeed.
You guys look great. You got the mic and you got the windscreen. And I just have a mic sitting here in a glass next to me. So who has a mic stand at their house? Do you know what I mean? No, I mean, come on.
This is his. He let me borrow this right as things were...
That's nice. Now, is that mic, shouldn't it be turned so that the it's facing, in other words, that strip?
It should be, yeah.
I'm looking at it. The mic is actually, there you go.
There you go.
I can't see it.
Yeah.
The logo should be in the front, Dave.
Just make sure, though, because if it's not, then it's the reverse and it's behind it. And
yeah.
Even though I see that all the time in videos where the mic is like they have a Sennheiser mic where you sing into the top and the person is singing into the side of it, which would sound like shit. But, you know.
Wait, is it right now? Am I?
Yeah, that looks good. Right. That's good. Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
From the masters.
I've started recording already. Hold on.
All right, great.
Let me make sure this is 1, 2, 3.
So I record the Zoom also for reference.
Yeah.
So you'll see that recording, and then we just record locally as well.
Yeah, that's cool. Hey, check. Just making sure I don't overmodulate. Don't want to overmodulate. So this is a podcast, right?
That's correct.
It is.
And how long the final edit? How long is the do you? So is it five people on each show, or how does it work?
Diggs, go ahead. I'm going to set up some stuff while you explain.
Also, it sounds like you're like 1.25. Like, you sound so strange to me. Like, your voice sounds faster than normal. I don't know.
Me?
Maybe I'm you.
Higher. I bet it sounds higher. I had it. You know, higher. Anna had an issue because, and Phil, maybe you can help me with this. It's, there's something going on at 48K, the sample rate.
Oh, so the sample rate is off. So you actually sound helium-ish.
Yeah.
I don't know what you normally sound like, but you do definitely sound a little bit like up. Like,
yeah, that's not me. I don't sound like Steve Buscemi naturally.
Oh, yeah, you do now.
But I do sound like Steve Buscemi when I'm at 48. All right, let me see if I can find the setting in here and see what's going on.
I love that, though.
Because I was like, I thought it was just me. And I'm like, wait a minute. No. Something's.
So, Dick, tell me if this is better.
There we go.
Yes.
All of a sudden, we're out of the woods, we're out of the dark, we're out of the night. I'm like, I mean, it's fine. Yeah,
I'm so not... like, hey, Phil, how you doing?
How are you? Okay, yeah, this is great.
I loved it. Hey. I mean, and I wasn't, oh. I was just, you know, I think you should keep it that way. I think it's, I could put like a decapitator on mine if you want. We could.
Yeah, maybe, or we could just shift everybody's sample rate after we get the files.
But we digress.
I'm like, what are y'all talking about? I got Steve Buscemi at least, but it that couldn't have happened with a better person. So that someone who understood immediately, because I'm fumbling for the word higher, and I couldn't think of it.
Right. Like it sounds higher pitched or helium-like. You know, what's interesting about that is that. God, my brain just shut down. My brain just rebooted.
I didn't do it.
My brain just literally rebooted.
It's all these Apple products.
Wait a minute. What's interesting about that is that I actually talked to Phil for a good 5 minutes before you joined the call.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Because he came on a little bit early, and I had the Zoom already set up. So he was sitting there having a conversation with me, and my
voice was all crazy. Like,
and he didn't say anything. He didn't.
Well, he didn't know.
Yeah, but you can, even if you didn't know me, especially a sound engineer, you would think would be like, it sounds like something's messed up with your mic. Anyway, that was a lot of fun. Phil's a great guy. Yeah. That is a highly recommended episode 27.
Yes, and the Brimehurst clan, which Phil is how he's connected to folks here at the Candy Factory, will understand this joke. Phil Nicoclo.
Nicoclo?
I'll explain that
another time.
Yeah.
That should be a topic on Friday.
How did that happen?
So we're actually going back in time on this episode. The next clip comes from episode 6.
Ooh.
With Jamie Fuddy.
Ah, yes.
Jamie is the co-owner of The Fridge.
Yes.
You can tell us about The Fridge.
The Fridge is a wonderful establishment in Lancaster. Part beer place, part pizza shop, and tons of great food. But the big attraction is they've got 8 fridges worth of nearly floor-to-ceiling racks of beer. So you can do what we call in Pennsylvania like a pick six. You can mix and match your six packs, or just try in non-COVID times, pick a new beer and try it right there in the shop.
There you go.
Yeah.
Head over to the fridge. It was like a commercial.
I expect my royalty check.
We that was as sort of a practice run to do product placement in
the- Yes.
So yeah, and the way that we get the topics, by the way, is Diggs and I access this app on our phones, and when we think of something or somebody says, "Hey, you should talk about X on the show," we just put it in the list. So it's not random, like the universe isn't presenting us
okay.
something that...
It's not coming from Google.
It's not coming from Google, no. And it wouldn't be... So there's some Lancaster-specific stuff,
mm-hmm.
And it could be like a, you know, a favorite something, or it could be a person's name, or it could be mm-hmm. you know, like a celebrity's name or whatever. So your volume is right here in case you need to turn your headphones up.
I think I'm good.
How are you, Diggs?
I am Gucci.
Nice. Well done.
Thank you.
Let me turn this music up just a little bit. Okay, that's better.
That's good. We don't like stop on a dime. We do sometimes. We'll like
just sometimes you carry over. It's about 10 seconds after the last topic till it loads up the new one.
Yep. You just tell me when to stop talking.
I'll just turn the.
we should have like a you've gone over button.
Yeah, is there a hook? Are you going to pull me off of stage?
Yeah, there's no hook.
No hook. Oh, you just cue up my my next little, like the next thing that I did in the intro, which I didn't know you
were. Oh, next?
Yeah.
Oh, I should, yeah. Next. He said in the intro, which you haven't heard the podcast, in the intro he says, next, and I have it in that intro, mm-hmm. and that would be fun.
Which was an outtake. I actually didn't think he was going to use it.
This is just like Between Two Ferns, only way worse.
I haven't seen Between Two Ferns.
Oh. I know what it is. I've seen clips of it, but it's a conversation between two people.
Yeah. Right? So between two ferns.
Between, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Are they each the between two ferns, or yes. the two people are between
the
two?
The two people are between.
There are only two. There aren't four ferns.
No.
Okay.
No. But Zach Galifianakis.
That'd be Fernception.
What's his name?
Zach Galifianakis.
Zach Galifianakis?
Galifianakis.
I don't know.
Oh, wait, you don't do... Oh,
oh okay.
Wow.
The I'm best sorry. Thing ever. It is the best thing ever.
What is it published on?
Oh,
this
boy.
Feels like it's already topic number one.
Was it Comedy Central?
No. It's Will Ferrell's... What is that?
Was it Funny or Die?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Wow,
look at Diggs.
I see. I know Diggs things. Yeah. But sometimes I don't know that they connect to.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable? I feel like you're not. Are you comfortable?
I'm incredibly comfortable.
Okay. Okay. Just making sure.
I'm so comfortable.
Welcome to the Candy Factory.
Thank you.
This is a building that was just recently acquired by the Candy Factory. This building opened in just this summer. It used to be a drug and alcohol rehab center.
Okay.
So, you know, we're over there, and then the tower was opened 2 years ago. And then this building opened, and it's been great because we have this, like, nice space for this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Whereas over there, there's a little too much activity.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, sometimes. But we wanted to do a studio like this up on the third floor.
Oh, no, that wasn't going to work.
It's like shared office space with a door.
Over here, yeah. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. I like it. Yeah, it's like cool.
For Between Two Ferns, I legitimately did think it was two people each between their own two ferns. Even though, and I remembered after that episode, I had seen the Zach Galifianakis had done a, I don't know if it was a joke interview, but he'd done an interview with President Obama while he was president. And I remembered seeing it, but I blanked on the setup and everything.
It didn't dawn on you that it was like that.
I didn't put two and two together.
That was fun though.
It was.
So our final topic for the final episode of the 30. Wait. So the final topic of this final 3x3 episode, which is our bonus episodes for the 5x5 episode 30.
Yeah. Granny Smith 30.3.
Which is called the Granny Smith episode, comes to us from our very, very first episode with Melody Leon.
Oh, my coffee's too far. Now I got to readjust and...
Yeah.
Just tighten your core and then reach. I'm the queen of, if I don't have to move, I'm going to see how I can flex my body to make it work. What foreign objects can I use
to grab? Want your water?
Because you left that would be great. My head's killing me. I've got a bad headache.
Oh, no.
Do you see... what I want you to do is I want you to read the first sentence.
Okay. This podcast may contain adult language and themes, or it might not. We're not really sure. We haven't recorded it yet.
Thank you. Could you do it again?
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. This podcast may contain adult language and themes, or it might not. We're not really sure. We haven't recorded it yet.
Very good. Let me just... One more time.
Okay. This podcast may contain adult language and themes, or it might not. We're not really sure. We haven't recorded it yet.
Beautiful. Oh, it brought a little tear.
Thanks.
I'm going to actually use that for all of them.
Oh, awesome.
I think you're just going to start. That's going to be the first thing, I think. Just that and then our intro.
You're welcome.
And
you know, I just feel like it was a mutually beneficial level up in life.
People will... Oh, boy. People will come to the Candy Factory and they'll meet you and they'll be like, oh my God, you're the adult language girl.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's I've been called worse by better people.
It's like when you see a voice actor in real life.
Yeah.
And it's, I know. Wait.
Well, people have always told me that I have a really, like, even if they don't remember my face, they remember my voice. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if, like, my voice matches my face.
That's a good question. I remembered your voice because as soon as I heard you speak, I remember that I'd walked in late to your lunch and learn.
Oh, okay.
Not on purpose. I didn't know it was happening. Well, I
appreciate you not walking back out.
Yeah. Oh, no. I tried to absorb. I was multitasking because I had a deadline I was under. But I tried to get as much of it as I could. Also trying not to murder the people that were annoying me.
Oh, yeah. It's key.
So if we talk loud,
laugh.
Okay, I just want to check your level.
Okay, first. Just checking.
Sorry. Oh, was I supposed to do that?
Yeah.
Ha!
Insert maniacal laugh.
Yeah.
All right, is everybody's headphones okay?
Volume-wise? Yes.
Yeah, I'm good.
So there you have it. And if you want to hear even more Melody, Melody was not only the first guest we had on the show.
Yeah. Not only did she do the, you know, disclaimer
at the very beginning of the show, but she also was our guest on the 30th episode, which is what we're celebrating with this short series of 3x3 episodes. Diggs, it has been a true pleasure
Yes,
working with you on this.
I must agree. This has been great.
And it's really cool how, you know, we just came up with the idea sitting around at the Candy Factory, rolled the thing out, and 30 episodes later, here we are, looking back and really looking forward.
Agreed. I want to, so yeah, what's next?
Do we say?
Oh, we're not ready to say?
No, I mean, should we say? So stay tuned for the next episode of 5x5. We roll out some new changes, some exciting stuff we've been working on behind the scenes, and we're looking forward to the next 30.
Not between the scenes.
Not between the scenes, okay. Or the ferns or anything else.
Got it.
Looking forward to the next 30 episodes of 5x5. And thank you all for checking out the show and for following along.
The Candy Factory 5x5 podcast is recorded at the studios of the Candy Factory,
a co-working campus in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
The show is produced and hosted by Jason Mundock,
along with co-host Robert Diggs, regularly joining the Yakety Yakking.
Editing and additional production
provided by Anna Tran.
The opinions and views expressed on this podcast are solely those of the expressor.
The Candy Factory is not in any way responsible if anyone said something stupid.
Our theme music was composed
and recorded by a really cool guy.
Really cool guy.
A really cool guy.
Really cool guy named John Chin.
Relevant links and show notes
can be found on the show post
at the Candy Factory website.
Coworkinginlancaster.com.
Maybe that's it.
Is that it? Okay.